So we're learning Daf Chafalaf on Beis Me'ilim, starting from the Gemara. And the Gemara has said that if you tell a guy, this is the second half of the Mishnah, if you tell a guy, buy me an Esrig with two prutas, and he comes back and he buys one pruta for Esrig and one pruta for the Riman. What's the halacha? For the Tanakama? They're both moil, right? Because he says, mine's, I got you Esrig, right? That's what it says. Not the Gemara. Shami, no, you see from here, Mando Amashtucha Zil Zavon Likura. If you arrive from here to the Shailan Gemara Ksubas, you tell someone, buy me a Kur the Ara, a certain, you know, a big shear of Ara, Kur, but also Zavon Liska, and he buys him half the shear. Kani, like, you receive from here that if you tell a Shlich to do something, and he only buys half it, then it works, because it says in our Mishnah, that's a good Shlichas. And that's a big Shailan Gemara Ksubas. So it's arrived from our Mishnah. So I don't know, Amri Hocha, it's not right, because here's different. Hey Chidom, you know what the case is? Going to isolate Shavu Sheish B'Shalish. When he brought him this Esrig, he brought him an Esrig that was worth two prutas. He got a bargain, one pruta. So he taka did a shlichas. He got him exactly what he needs. It was actually cheaper, but he got him exactly what he needs. Right, the Gemara, heck, is such a thing. Emer Seifa, Rav Yehuda Emer, Balabayis Leimah, why? Shiyach Leim Leim, Chala Godol Yisivakish to one shirt. It's the same case. I wanted a big shirt that's worth six. In fact, he bought me one that's worth only three. But we just said now, no, he got a bargain. So what's Yehuda's taina? If it cases he got a bargain, what's Yehuda's taina? So Gemara answers, Damalei, Iyave's dinner, if you would have used the whole dinner, Kula, Isley Shava Bay's dinner, you would have got even a better deal. You would have got something even better. So that's why I have a taina on you. You should have got even a better deal, because you would have used the whole money and bought the shirt, you would have got even a better deal. And Tosfos Avori, what he means to say is, you know, like, you would have got a worth, even more than worth 12 for 6. You would have got worth 13 for 6. Because if you buy even more, then you get even a better deal. So he's saying, I'm upset that you got the worth 6 for 3, because you could have got 13 for 6. That was his taina. And Mar says, Hokanam Mistavra. The Ketonik, it says in the Braisa on this about this Mishnah, Moidi Rabbi Huda by Kitni Yeshashneyam Malu. And Rabbi Huda's Moidi by Kitni Yeshashneyam Malu. Because there you don't have a taina that if you would have bought more, you would have got even a better deal. So Kitni is a pruta, Kitni is for dinner. By Kitni is, if the price, whatever the price is, but pruta, the same price for dinner, you don't get a better deal for buying more Kitni is. Buy a shirt, if you pay more money, you get a better deal. You get a better deal. You know, if they have, you know, a sales, you know, a $200 suit is for $100, the $300 suit would be in a better deal. But by Kitnius, it's not like that. And therefore, since it says, by Kitnius, it's mashmah, the vart by Chalak was, they could have got a better deal for more money. It's mistaver like that, because he's moed by Kitnius. Yeah, but if the case was, Tam, that he wanted, you know, his taina was, he didn't use my whole money for the Chalak, so by Kitnius also should be the taina. So tomorrow, Hechidam, what's the case of Kitnius that was saying they don't get a better deal? If it's a city where they sell it Bashuma, which means they sell it approximate weight. Gabi Kitnius Name, do you have sell a Muslim today? There also, if the more you buy, the better deal you get. Or Rapapa, but Dukhta, it's in a city, the Mazavdi Bakani Kani. They sell it it's a measurement. They sell certain measurements for pruta, kind of pruta. You know, it's an ounce. You know, it's every pound is a pruta. The Hasan Pasuk Mosaiah, there it's very clear. Even if you buy 10 pounds, it's still the same price as 3 pounds. You don't get a better deal by 10 pounds. If you're buying imid, which means like approximate, like a big sack, you get a better deal. You go to Costco, you get a better deal. But if you're buying per pound, then there's no better deal. So look at the next Mishnah. Any questions? Look at the next Mishnah. Hamafkid Moyes Eitzel Shulchani. If someone gives money to the Shulchani, he didn't tell him it's hektish. Okay, he didn't tell him it's hektish. So I'm going to tell you outside what the halacha is. That if he made it obvious that the guy could use the money, then he is Moyel, the guy who gave it to him, because you basically told him, go use the money. So when you get a Shulchani, is a money changer. He uses money all the time. So if you give him an open bag of money, that means it's an invitation, please use that. Therefore, the shliach will be mal. Hamafka moyes et shulchani im tzurim. If you gave it to him tied up, lo yishtamish behem. The shulchan is not allowed to use it. Therefore, if he used it mal, he's mal. Im mutarim, if you gave him the bag open, yishtamish behem. He's allowed to be mishtamish with it. Lafikram hoytzi lo mal. Therefore, if he was mitzi it, There's no me'ilah on the shulchan, and fakert. You know who's me'il? The guy who gave it to him. What about if you give money to a baal bayis? So a baal bayis is not a money changer. Even if you give it to him open, he's not allowed to use it. If he used it, then ma'al, then he is ma'al. What's the lach of a chemni? Chemni klar. Is he like a baal bayis or is he like a shulchani? So more has a machlekes. A chemni baal bayis the Rav Meir. He's like a baal bayis. He's not allowed to use the money even if it's open. Rav Yehuda Oymek a shulchani. If it's open, he could use it because he's similar to a shulchani. And you know, chemni something needs money. Sometimes it becomes a money changer, and therefore, if you give it to him open, it's an invitation to use it, and therefore, he's like a shulchani. And if you give it to him open, he's not maal, but the mashaleach is maal. Which is, you know, the guy who gave it to his mom. Nafla prutas hekdesh shaych kisay. He had a prutas hekdesh and it slipped and fell into his pocketbook with all his rest of his money. Or oish ama pruta bekis ze hekdesh. He says, I want to make one pruta in my pocketbook hekdesh. So now it seems like you have hekdesh mixed up in all your stuff. So kibin shahitiyas rishayna ma'al, the Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says, use one pruta in this pocketbook already, you're ma'al. And Tosis explains, Rebbe Kiva shita, so the holds that even by a suffik me'ila, you bring an ashram talis. That's what it means over here. If you took out one pruta and used it, even though it's only a suffik, you'll still bring a carbon because of ashram talis. The Chomer, no, actually, it's called a kiss. You have to use the entire kiss. That is when you'll be for sure being ma'al because you're sure using the hektish. No bittel, good kasha. Tosis has the kasha, no bittel. Tosis has the kasha. Tosis can't say davish yashma tirim because I can have pidyon. He says the no davish yashma tirim with the raisa. So his teretz is one teretz is only one other pruta in here, which is shver because mashma was a lot. The other teretz he says the matbeya is chashav, it's not bottle. Every mashma has the raisa to gesvara that money is not bottle. But some say that the lomish gesvara from the ein yitzchok is that money belongs to me can never be bottle on your stuff. It's always mine. It can't be bottle. That's the lomish gesvara. You can make a pidyon. Moedim rekiv lechamim, but oima pruta min kis ze hekdesh. Use different lashon. Well, tomorrow we'll explain why it's better. But oima pruta min kis ze hekdesh. He didn't say pruta min kis ze hekdesh. He said pruta min kis ze hekdesh. Then the lach is who moedim hekdesh is called kis. Then you can use it until the last pruta, and that will be hekdesh. And we'll see in the Gemara why that's different. First Gemara talks about it. Because Rav Akiva said in the ratio, where he said, a kiss the hekdesh, says right away, you're mail. But if you say, pruta min kiss the hekdesh, then the lach is that you could use it till the last pruta. Zok to Gemara, also Rav Dimi, Omar, Rav Lehar Shlokash Rav Yechanan. Maishto ratio, maishto seifa. What's the difference between ratio and seifa? Why is one Rav Akiva holds the Ismaila and the seifa not? Omalei, seifa ba'imed, the lachim uses seifa like this. Ba'imed, liyifter kiss them in hekdesh. He said, I don't want this kiss to be part of hekdesh. So that means that I gotta take something hektish over here. But it can be chal then, whenever I find that pruta, I can decide any time. I didn't make something hektish, like positively say, this something hektish in there. I said, I don't want this kiss to be done without having hektish. And therefore, I can be ma'isiv ha'ilach, totally decide which one to be maktish. That's the difference in lashon. So now the next two Gemaras are gonna bring the same type of teretz, but it's gonna bring it out in a different way. Ki also Rav and Omar, they said the kasha was kisin ashvarim. Kisin is the last case of the Mishnah. We asked kisin ashvarim, Ramalai. He asked the kasha. The talent of the Mishnah. Ha'im, someone says, Echa mishvarai hektish. One of my two oxen should be hektish. Ha'ilashnaim, we have two. Ha'godosh mem hektish. The loch is the big one, automatically hektish. And the kasha is that ba'as also, you stick the nicest coin, the shiniest penny over here, and that should be the hektish. Amalei, no. Seifa, Ayah Mishnah is different. But Oimele, you have to kiss them in Hekdesh. I said, I don't want part of this kiss from Hekdesh, so therefore I didn't mean the one of them, which would mean the best. I said, Lo, you have to kiss them in Hekdesh. Rapapa Mar, Kisim Alugim Ramalei. A little different. That he had a steer of Makisim on the Alach Alugim. The time of the Mishnah, Halkech Yayin Ben Akusim, someone buys Yayin from Goyim. Omar shnei lugim shani also lahafrish, and he, you know, if I'm kusim, it's not really goyim, is kusim who are not, don't take truma. So the halach is akech yain bein akusim. The halach is that you want to take, it's right for Shabbos, and you want to make sure to take ma'aser. So you didn't have a chance to take ma'aser and truma. So he says Omar shnei lugim shani also lahafrish, two lugim that I plan on taking off already in truma. Those of his truma, the asarosh, the ten I plan on taking off is ma'aser rishon and tisha ma'aser shani. And the lach is my shani, you pay this, so that you pay it right away. Amecha v'shoi sim yad, you pay it right away. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, he said you can't do that. Why? Because they hold ein breira. So what's the kasha? It's mashma sai. It's because it's yes breira, ein breira. But either way, you have to say shani osid lahafrish. And the question is, by us, why we're saying you had to use breira? He didn't say shani osid lahafrish. He just said pruta mekisa hektish. So why do you have a right to pick out which one? You didn't say shani osid lahafrish. Amalei, I said no. Say for the mestizim, he did say a lashon, but oimer lo yifta kizem and a hektish. He did speak something out. He said, I don't want to pat this kiz for a hektish, and therefore you have a right to pick it out at the end, because the kasha was I didn't say any osel lahafresh. Teres, he did say something. He said lo yifta kizem min a hektish. Hadin aloch hashliach shachusav stiklav asechtas meila.